Hello, hello, and welcome to the On My Mind podcast, a podcast where we talk about what's on our mind and how it impacts our day, whether it's for good or for bad. So we want to keep the good things on our mind. We talk about how we can just navigate life in a better way. In this episode, it's a little bit special. I have a guest on, and we just start a good conversation, and I ask him some questions about how we just walk through day-to-day life. We're just having a good conversation. So it's going to be a little bit different than the normal like interview style that you may be used to. It's going to be different than the normal like talking head style that I do on the episode sometimes, but it's going to be really awesome. So it's my good friend Marty, and he is joining me on the podcast. So let's get to it.
Cool. So what we'll do is we'll just talk over whatever you want. Of course, I'm going to ask you about like positivity and your thoughts and feelings on it and just kind of go from there. Pretty open to, you know, whatever you want to share, wherever you want to take it. Is there any, like, anything that you want to get out? Any like, method or thing that you use to stay positive, even in the face of a struggle, or anything you really want to talk about, or nah?
No, well, I mean, I don't know yet.
Okay.
You know, I mean, positivity-wise, I'm still trying to figure it out myself.
Sure. That's good. I think everybody is.
Yeah, and that's something that this week is really... really taught me is music is such a powerful thing that I need to be more open to more than just jamming out all the time, because it is cool and it's great but dear Lord, I have probably cried more this week than I have in a very long time, during praise and worship, just driving or just in my room. So it was, but yeah, no, I'm just trying to find my own way, and no, that's not what I mean.
Yeah, trying to get it, like, to just broaden what you take in, like, you know, not like, because I used to be like a genre specific music lover, like, nothing outside of this.
Still kind of am.
Yeah, right. It's like, oh my gosh, like, I would love to just like more music, and so I've tried to broaden what I like.
Yeah,
and I feel like I've done that.
Yes,
it wasn't easy at first. I remember a time whenever I literally basically wanted to leave my friend's house because they were listening to a type of music that I didn't like. And then guess what the next song came on was? Something I loved, like top level. But I was outside because I was like, nah, I don't want to be around this. I just needed to broaden my horizons and broaden my like intake. And now, honestly, I don't think there's a type of music I don't enjoy in some way. Like I'm really feeling indie recently. Oh my gosh, like there's some songs on this playlist I just put together today that I'm like, where? Like I never would have discovered this had I not like really wanted to just open up and find all the music I can that's about, you know, God, you know? Cause like it's fine to listen to fun songs every once in a while, as long as they're not trashy.
Yeah.
But you know, the fact that you can have a fun song and it also glorify God at the same time
makes it tenfold.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, yeah. No, I love that.
Yeah,
genuinely.
It's hard to like go to work and have to play like the other type of music for the people there, so I always like throw random songs in. They're like, oh, that sounds good. And I'm like, yeah, it is. I get excited.
So I work with two other guys. I mean, there's three of us there, right? And they, I have to tell you, it's like a secret kind of funny thing. I mean, they know now, but you know, when I came back after my head injury and finding the Lord again, like I remember my favorite thing was to throw on some, just something similar to what I would listen to, just crazy, you know, I mean, heavy metal, like just, but to be glorifying God in the lyrics, like, and they're like, dude, what is this? And I'm like, dude, let me tell you right now. I got to share this with you. Like,
right.
It's a Christian band called Sipo. It's a Christian band called, you know, what? And they're like, wait, what?
That's Christian?
Yeah. Like, what? Like, yeah, check this out. Ran the lyrics, and they're like, oh. Like, oh, what? You said it was pretty cool the second ago. He's like, yeah, it is. Now he's like, hey, what's that one band you play at again?
That's awesome. But That's, isn't that rewarding?
It is, and that's, I say it like the way you even said it, I was like the secret thing. It really is, and it just, I didn't tell him at first, and I was ashamed of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but.
That's okay. Like when your tastes change, you worry that other people are going to be as critical as you are to your style.
Yeah.
But really, like when someone else shows me a song, I'm not super overly critical. If it brings them joy, cool.
Yeah.
Like I might not enjoy it the most, but if someone else does, man, great.
Well, and that's I love that. Like I think because we do that. I mean, I'll share. Like I shared like a just a crazy Barbie song or something like that, and then a heavy metal one right after that or something like that. You're like, that's not really my flavor, but I do like that. You know, I love that. I love being able to share that as well. And when you share it, know that it makes an impact for someone else. I think the beauty in that is almost.
Yeah. Music being a tool to bring people in. We kind of talked about that on the episode that I did with this other person that was on, and she. Like is a touring artist 14 years written music and done all of that, and I'm like okay, and she's like, and I still just, you know, I want more, you know. There's like she was fine with it, like she finally found, like she got married at 46 and all this stuff, and I'm like, that's a testimony to you know, be able to share. It's like I have friends who are, you know, still wanting to get married and they're older, so I think that's really cool. And then she was like, yeah, the joy that I find though in doing the music, even though sometimes I take a hit in the cost as far as the money goes, she's like it makes it worth it. She told this awesome story, so go listen to the episode. But yeah, like it's just super cool. So thinking about positivity, what is something that you try to do differently than you did when you weren't trying to be positive? Now, I mean, it could be something real basic, because honestly, elementary things, basic things can help you. It's like just as big as something like, whoa, right? But like doing something, what's something you do?
I think I'm very good at playing devil's advocate. And I really think that I've done really well at taking that and turning it into like an angel's advocate. Like instead of looking at the negative side of things, I've been able to turn the positive side of things because of the confidence that I feel in myself and I know who I am in Christ. I don't know how to explain that. I really don't like that. But that's where, instead of it looking at it like, oh, well, you could always do that. I don't know. I always did that anyways. Mm-hmm. But instead of negativity, now it's just easier to, not easier, always, honestly.
Yeah.
But it is easier just to look at the other side of the coin. Mm-hmm. Because it's not always.
Even though negative things happen, we have the opportunity to notice the positive in our life.
Yeah.
It's not absent.
No, it's just the ability to be able to do that now.
Yeah.
Is what I've noticed. That is a big thing for me. Just the ability to be able to even see that. Mm-hmm. I don't know how or what, I mean, do, but.
So what would you say is like a daily practice that you try to do to like make sure you're doing that focusing in the right area, in the right place? And nobody's perfect at it, right? But like, is there anything that you can do? I know you shared worship already. That's definitely something that if you get that in your mind in music, is there anything else that you do try to seek?
It's just a daily routine.
Yeah.
Honestly, you know, I wake up and the Bible study and that I have and doing the yearly recap. I don't know if I can.
Bible recap.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
And then just adding devotionals on top of that. I don't know because I'm still struggling every day to be even open and honest with myself. Because a lot of the time I think I've lied so much that I lie to myself without realizing it. So the ability to be able to be honest with myself, and also the ability to now see the bright side in things through His eyes. Like, I don't know. I just,
yeah.
Sometimes it is ineffable, and that's kind of where I'm at right now.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. No, that makes sense a lot, because like if you like just stand in awe sometimes, right? Like you don't have words to put to it. It's just like you realize how good God is and that He cares about you. It's like, why am I not positive?
Yeah, no, absolutely. And you know what? That's actually something that I do. I make it aware and keep it in the forefront of my mind of how thankful for His grace, His mercy, how thankful I am for my friends and my family, how thankful I am to be able to take a breath. And I pray that anytime I get a little anxious.
Sure. Yeah, one of the big topics that I covered on a bunch of episodes was like identity. And being established in your identity, I think, is like step number one to starting to be able to think positively about yourself. I always talk about how if you start with yourself with positivity, it's going to overfill onto other people just naturally. But if you're kind of down in on yourself, it's going to be a lot harder to like impact others. Have you noticed now that you've been able to kind of like reconcile yourself with God, know that you're forgiven, loved, and you know you're a masterpiece in His eyes, would you say that it's become easier to now love others out of that?
Absolutely. Finding peace and love within myself is just, again, sorry, this is the first time I'm putting a lot of this stuff into words.
Sure.
So
no, take your time.
It's new. It's very new. Finding trust and being able to love and offer that up more than just scratching the surface. And it's still difficult, mm-hmm. you know, but it is, it's so much easier to be able to even express and think about someone other than myself for once. Mm-hmm. And not because I'm getting something out of it.
Yeah.
Not because it's transactional, not because just nice to want to love and share that.
Yeah.
To be a light.
It's like you don't have an ulterior motive. You don't have your own motive in your mind. It's more like a God-driven purpose, I guess. Like
yes and no. I have to say, because no, only because I do still question myself, and maybe it's me beating myself up or punishing myself or whatever it may be. I don't know yet, but I do still question myself and question my motives as in if it's like selfish or if it's righteous. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like, because I don't always know.
I think that's a good practice for everyone. Not just, yeah, question your own motive, your own drive. What's my purpose behind this? What am I getting out of this? Is this me helping someone? Like, really?
Right.
Or is it me
show out of it,
you know, trying to pull a selfish ambition from it?
Yes.
And I think that's a great practice for anybody, really. Like, imagine you go into a situation and without even realizing, it's like, I'm helping you. And they're like, no, you weren't. You were helping yourself.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, I don't even want to feel that way. I don't want them feeling that way. But you just did it oblivious. So that's why I think questioning, and I think that idea of making sure before I go into this moment, is this what I want to do?
Right.
Is this what I need to do?
Yeah.
Is this beneficial to them?
Right.
And not just myself? I've had to challenge people before and like ask them, like, why did you do that? Like, what are you thinking? That help me understand where you wanted to come from,
right?
Because if we understand their motive, how much easier do you think that is to, right? Like, oh my gosh. And once, like, it was a weird situation, right? And it's like, I don't know why you thought that was a good idea, but then once they explained it to me, I'm like, I might have done that if I saw it that way.
Yeah.
I might have did that too. So have you ever noticed like a new, like, a situation you thought was going to go bad or anything like that, and then it didn't? Or any stories to share around that?
Can you elaborate more on the question?
So just like, because of your thought process going in, and you're now trying to understand people instead of just like selfish route, is there a time at all that you've noticed where you went into a situation, but because you were thinking of that other person, it turned out better or differently than it maybe could have if you were acting selfish?
To be completely honest, right now, no, nothing's coming to mind.
Okay.
It kind of plays into it. This week's been pretty bad, and I could have made it a lot worse. And I don't know if this directly answers your question, so forgive me if I don't feel like it does, but it could have gone a lot worse, only due to the fact because I still have, or I still want to fall back onto that. I can buy back. My tongue is a sword, and it's not pretty. but I kept him in mind, and I him referring to Lord, but also referring to my boss, who this is transpiring with, or happening with. Not at first, you know, but it took quite a bit of prayer and effort of trying to see his perspective, and also understand that sometimes I have to give up the right to be offended.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know if that, again, directly answers your question.
No, that makes sense. So here's another fun one that I've noticed is, have you felt more, I guess, of a drive to stop and think before you act more often? I say that because, man, I used to just go out on a whim and just do anything, and, you know, a long time ago, but like, I remember just those stupid choices that I made, and like now, like, I try to think about things and pray about things and consider things beforehand, but then sometimes I feel like, man, I just still don't know.
Yeah.
At what point do you feel like you go, or do you feel like you have to stop, or like, part of me is like, always go till you get a no, right? Like, go until you get like door slammed on your face, something like that. But then the other part of me is like, take a step in faith. If that doesn't flesh out, then step back in faith, right? It's like, can you step back in faith? I don't know. I mean,
I think you can tactfully retreat, so yeah. Possibly.
Sure.
I know that's kind of a bad, but I absolutely think you can. For me, learning the discernment of knowing when to act, when to go for the no.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's right. But to go until a no.
Mm.
Or when to, I don't know, I'm still learning that myself.
Yeah, sure.
And that's I mean,
that's the fun part.
Kind of. You know, it yes, it is exciting. It is too much, but never in a bad way.
Mm-hmm.
Not yet. And I don't think it will. I'm not trying to say that, not yet. I just mean like...
Yeah. So, real quick, for the people there watching, tell us about yourself. Tell us, you know, who you are, your name if you want, you know, all the things. Away with it. Your name is Marty.
My name's Marty.
He's a great friend of mine. But yeah, whatever you want to share about yourself.
Man, thank you. Sorry.
Yeah.
I don't know what to share. I spent most of my life running away from the Lord. Spent, I don't know how many years Breaking Bad, literally. And more. I feel lucky to be here now, to be completely honest. And I think that is the right verbiage. I do feel lucky.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't think on any account I should be. That's a lie, actually. Because I know I'm right where I need to be.
Mm-hmm.
But I still have that duality of I should never have made it. So I'm proud to be here.
Absolutely.
Sorry. Stroll the...
You're a father?
I have a father, yes. Yes. Of a beautiful, beautiful young lady. She's a gymnast. She's actually just had a competition, sorry.
Yeah.
Competition last weekend, so. Yes, yes.
What do you like to do for fun?
I read, sing. Terrible at it.
Oh. You do okay.
Yeah, I do all right.
I've been in the car.
Thanks. It's kind of a gym rat, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
Paint, draw. I like to tinker. Started learning to weld. Actually, also started learning,
No, it's okay, please. That's what I want. Let's do it.
I started learning ASL, man.
Okay.
Yeah, I've wanted to sign for a while. And then, have you heard of Duskord? Or, no, I'm saying that wrong.
Duskord?
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, Doug, you have. Okay, well, Amy, my sister, is on it quite often. And one of the guys that she is on there with is deaf.
Mm-hmm.
So I started signing a little bit. And we kind of had a little bit of conversation. And that just made me realize that I need to... maybe develop that skill a little bit further so that way I'd be able to help because I was able to
that's my favorite.
I felt so almost disheartened because I was not able to include him further in the conversation because I was like dude, you gotta go slower, like, please. And he's like I know, I'm sorry. And I'm like,
sorry. Right. It's like I want to know how to talk to you, but I don't.
Yeah.
It's like, I need to spell things to you.
Yeah, I was absolutely like spelling some things out because I was...
Luckily, I know the alphabet.
Yeah,
I worked at Arby's.
Mm-hmm.
All of our back line was deaf. One of our managers was deaf. Awesome, awesome experience. Not really the Arby's part. I mean, that was great too, but just the getting to know people, and like getting to share with them. Like, she told me that basically, like, most deaf people just stay in their homes because they're afraid to come out in public because of being shamed in a way for being deaf. I'm like, no, like, I wish I had the ability to communicate better, but I know a lot of sign language around food now because of that. Like, that's a sandwich.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah, chicken, ranch. You make an R and you put it on your chin. Oh, they nicknamed me Jeremy because I have a big stomach, so you do a J into your tummy. And yeah, I learned a lot of stuff. Dr. Pepper, you just make a DP drink. DP drink. And yeah, just all sorts of, you know, something same. Yeah. I still use this one.
Same stuff.
Day, night.
Yeah.
Oh, paycheck.
Ooh.
Paycheck. Yeah, you draw the check.
I know that one.
Yeah, paycheck. You close it. You open in the morning.
You know,
it's not paycheck.
I gotta tell you. That's actually an interaction that I had that led me to want to learn ASL in the first place. Was I was working at a car wash here in town. I was managing, and our front desk clerk, that's the wrong teller, was just, I don't know how to describe it, disrespectful. Because she had no idea or couldn't recognize. I don't know, and I'm not trying to blame her. I was so. And I could tell that the lady at the counter was trying to speak and couldn't. And then, I mean, it took me being able to, a couple minutes of watching, to realize that she's trying to tell her that I can read lips. So I finally said, well, like, you can read lips. She was like, yes. I'm like, great. Let's go from here. But from there, it I need to continue that.
So. Yeah. Most of them can read lips. Yeah. And they just need you to talk to them normally.
Yeah.
But make sure they can watch.
You enunciate a little bit. Yeah.
Enunciate a little bit. Explain it a little slower.
Yeah.
Don't say it like, what do you want to do? Yeah. Right? It's more like, what do you want to do?
Right. You're breaking it
apart. Yeah. Break it up. Just speak like you would if you want to be truly heard, like in a speech or something. But yeah, and I mean, they're going to help you help them too.
Yeah.
And yeah, I just imagine like they have like sign language from the college come. And you know, meet some of the employees, and I'm like, it's just such a cool like subculture within, you know, our little town. And I'm like, I'm so thankful that I got that time. I also like made, you know, friends with people. The story I always tell, I think I've told it on a podcast probably like 50 times, but I don't know if I've ever told you it. But anytime I go to a new job or place, I always try to make friend with the person that nobody likes. I do my best to make friends with the person other people don't seem to get along with all that well. I do that because one, everybody needs somebody to, you know, vent to, talk to, yeah, about work. And if this person, you know, standoffish something, let's break down that exterior. Let's figure out why. So I would get to know that person and eventually be able to tell them about Jesus. And they had already known about him from the past and got to basically renew that relationship because of my testimony to them. And talk about the most rewarding thing. I'm like, God, why am I at this Arby's, right? You know, it's like, I feel like this is stupid. This isn't what I want to do with my life or anything. But God can... But the devil meant for bad, God meant for good. And like, even if it's not bad, even if it just seems like you're stuck, God can still use it. God can still bring you out of it. He can still make light from that seem like a dark time.
Well, absolutely. And that's even for myself, and that's absolutely what I mean about like even the duality of like looking at like devil's advocate between angels advocate, like being able to see, you know, the good in everything through his eyes. Because of that, it's so... And that brings that for me, that just brings you back to having more confidence in who I am.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for me, that's a big thing. Just because, like, moved around a lot as a kid, never really, you know, stationary anywhere for more than a couple years, if that. And it's taken me until now to realize that most of my personality leading up to now has been pieced together by Ponyboy and Johnny Travolta and others.
Mm-hmm.
And I never really took the time to figure out who I am. So it's just the beauty in finding myself and our Lord. I love it. Sorry.
Yeah. It's good. That's real good. So if you could give your younger self advice about a topic, anything, but you only had 2 minutes to do it, what would you say?
I'm torn, honestly. I'm torn because everything happens for a reason in God's time. So would I want to disrupt that?
Sure.
But could I disrupt that?
Oh, right. So.
So.
But here's the thing. You got to use what you would tell yourself to tell someone else something they should fix. So it's like, I could tell younger Jeremy, hey, don't worry about it. Like it's going to feel like you're not really progressing or doing good enough, but you are good enough. And younger Jeremy would not take that. Like, no, not true. False, you know, high school, Jeremy especially, you'd be like, no, that's not how I feel.
Yeah.
I don't feel like that's true. It's taken a lot of just relationship with God to truly flesh out what it means. And I still feel like I'm discovering every day how much he cares for me, even when I fail at that.
I would tell myself that it's okay to have emotions and it's okay to be vulnerable. Because
it's hard, right? You got to have that hard, tough exterior. Otherwise, people are going to break it down and like find out something about you. Right?
Yeah.
I've noticed my friends who are like the funnier or the more like, I don't know, class clown type of guy, always had something they were trying to compensate. Like a feeling about themselves. And I know that because I was like that person, other than the depressed little kid that I was. I also wanted to be funny to everybody.
Yeah.
That was like my new high, because if I could make someone else laugh, then I wouldn't have to worry about them asking about something wrong I did. I don't know if you can
relate. No, absolutely. I can nail on the head, you know. If I can make others laugh, that makes me laugh, and I don't have to worry about what's going on with me.
Yeah.
You know? And then it just turned out to be a really good way to mask everything. But so much so that I lost any semblance of who I was, because I was always trying to live up to the preconceived notions of who I should be and who I had turned myself into to get away from myself.
Right. So then you can now break that down and take it from who I should be to who I'm called to be. You still want to live up to something, right? But now it's not the fact that, oh, if I mess up, I'm just screwed, right? That's how I used to feel. Like, I used to stack up the earn. I did it. I'm good. But then here comes something I did wrong. And
Yep.
Fall right back down.
I've done all this. Why? How could I even take a step forward? Because I don't deserve it.
Yeah. So I don't deserve that next step. So, of course, someone knocked me down here, right? But actually, God sees you still up here. God never. He can do this all you want. That doesn't change your position in God's eyes, right? Jesus paid the price. He redeemed us fully. You know. Forgiven, sanctified, all of it, right? But then we walk that sanctification out, not to receive good job, right? But it's because good job, go do, right? Go. You already got the good job.
Yeah.
You're already gonna get the well done. Now it's how far can I share this?
Right.
How many other people can I take with me? You know, how good is God to me that I can show everyone else? That's always what I think. I'm like, is God good enough that I need to share him with this person? Yeah. Answer. Spoiler alert. Yeah. But Jeremy in the moment acts differently than Jeremy right now, right? Jeremy right now is confident in it. But in the moment, it's like,
I absolutely, yes, because I'm like, Lord, use me, you know, let me be a light. And in the moment, I'm like, I have a good one. You have a blessed day.
Yep. God bless. I got the confidence.
No, where did the fake confidence go?
Yeah. You don't need it anymore. That's the thing. It's like, you are known so holy and amazingly, right? That you don't want to do anything but be authentic about how much God loved you. Because if you put it out there for super fake, they're going to know that because they're like, I do that all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, I know that's not real.
Oh, man. That's new. I don't know how to say that, but being able to now see through others' masks is
holy. That you not want to put your own on.
Oh, dear Lord, no.
Yeah.
Because I, again, it's something that I've done my whole life, and now I'm like, why? I don't feel the need to, but
yeah.
Why? As in, like, how can I help you? Why are you putting this mask on? Yeah. Why? I don't want to use the who hurt you,
yeah.
But that's, you know, in a sense of like,
sure.
What hurt you? What has happened? What's going on? Why do you need that?
What? Yeah.
Why? You know, I know why I needed mine. Why do you, or why I thought I needed mine.
Yeah.
You know, what was I running from? Who?
Yeah.
But.
So I think that is basically you're graced with that gift now because it was your test, right? That was your thing you had to overcome. And so you, unlike other people, would be able to identify with someone who has that same thing they do. And now you have that opportunity to share with that person you noticed. And I always think that's a God thing. That's like discernment, right? It's like God wants you to be a light. So why wouldn't he help you shine, right? God wants you to be that shining city on a hill that's not under a lampshade or a bed. You don't put a lamp under a bed, otherwise it'll catch on fire, right? And it's like, that's the best part, right? It's like, even if that lamp's under there, it'll eventually come out. Yeah. Stop concealing it, right? It's going to show itself soon. So, like, that's what I think about, like, the things I went through. I never saw them as something positive until I was like, oh, other people went through this. I used to think I was alone. I used to think I did not have other people in life going through this. I thought it was just hard for me.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that's just how conceited I was, or I just think the devil wants you to feel alone. Like there's no help around, right? The enemy is basically there to steal, kill, and destroy. So stealing your hope, your unity with others. And I think that's why God calls us to be in unity with people. Community, communion, being a practice to be in unity with him and the other people in the church body. I think that is something God uses to show us they're going through stuff. We overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. So share it, right? And I used to think, I only have one testimony.
No,
I have a testimony for every test I went through. I struggle with that. That's a testimony. Struggle with that. That's a testimony. Struggle with that. Another thing. That's a testimony. Struggle being a husband. Good enough. Oh, remember, you aren't good enough. And then plus, see, you shouldn't be a husband. You struggle being a father. See, proving yourself right. Remember when you thought that? These voices in our heads. Do you hear that voice? Of course, everybody does. Did I think anybody else did? Did you ever feel alone or like you had nothing, no one
Absolutely.
To turn to?
Absolutely.
How's that feel?
In that moment? It's terrible.
Yeah.
It's unlike a feeling that I really would not like to feel again.
Yeah. You know what's good about that? You don't have to. Isn't that good? Honestly, like that's my favorite thing of thinking about old feelings and old things. It's like, take that captive, right? The Bible says, take that captive. Yeah, I don't know where it's at. I just know it.
Yeah, yeah.
And take every thought captive that raises itself up against the truth.
Yep.
You know, so we know the truth about ourselves now, and we're then able to take it to others and help people, right? Not because they, you know, are asking for it or anything. Like, most people don't want to ask for help. Why do you think that is?
I know why I didn't want to ask for help, and that's pride.
Okay.
I mean, it's, I would assume that it would have.
What do you mean by pride?
Oh, just I don't need help because I can do it on my own.
Because I got this.
Yeah, like I don't need your help. I don't need his help. I don't need anyone's help. I've got this. And no matter how bad it was, I mean, even with loaded round in the chamber to my head, I got this. I mean, I didn't, though.
You don't, right?
No. No, I mean, I say I didn't, as in I don't. Because I don't think that I have this. I think we have this.
Yeah.
As in him and I together. Mm-hmm. I don't.
Without him, right?
Yeah.
Nothing.
No.
Romans 7, like, I think I've been in Romans again, just like, I love it. But Romans 7, Paul describes that I do the things I hate. Like, why do I do the things I hate? But then if you go into 8, he says, but if it wasn't for Jesus, I would be lost, right? But because of all the things I do that I hate are all solved when I focus on Jesus instead. And that's basically, like, I used to feel like that dude. I'm like, man, Paul, like, you wrote something crazy right here, because I feel like this all the time.
Yeah.
It's like, I hate the crap that I do. It's like, because, I mean, you're your own worst critic.
Right? Yeah, absolutely.
But do you ever feel like that?
Yeah. No, it's perfect, because I genuinely was just talking about this to Naomi, actually, today. Because I couldn't think of the scripture, but I don't remember what brought it on, but I was just like, why do we do the things that I don't want to do? Not, and again, still not, maybe doing is the wrong word, but why do I feel the need to want to do what I don't want to do?
Yeah.
You know, and that plays into like this.
Like a longing, or what word would you use to?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I don't actively go seeking a fight anymore. I don't actively go seeking to argue, yet when that argument comes, I am ready,
yeah.
And it has at least taken everything in me not to. But when I focus on the Lord, whether I turn to a devotional or just start praying or ask what he would have me do in this situation, I might still be anxious and I still might have to work through that, and it's taken a little bit, and it's taking active effort every day.
Yeah.
But I don't want to fight anymore, but I still have that, like, that predisposition to immediately fire.
Yeah.
And then I'm backpedaling, and that's where I think I'm going, oh, dear Lord, forgive me.
Right. Right. Well, good news, he already forgave you. But yeah, it's that redeemed nature. It's like, why stop
it. Yeah.
That's that old guy. He's gone. You know, raised to newness. I'm a new creation. And it's like, stop acting like that. You're new. You're a prince in the kingdom that needs to represent the king, right? You're an image bearer of the one God, true God that loves you and wants you to prosper, right? And wants everyone to prosper. I mean, he put us in a garden originally and gave us one tree not to eat from. Everything else was good. But that one tree is freedom. It's our choice, right? If it wasn't there, we would have never chosen. We would have been little puppets.
Yeah.
It's like he put that there, and knowing that we could choose it because he gave us choice. At the same time, he lives outside of time, so he knew we would choose it. And, you know, things to ponder, things to think on, and I'm not trying to get super theological with you. But at the same time, at that moment, he also knew Jesus would come and forgive you for it. He already had a plan all the way before. The second he spoke to the dirt, the second he spoke to the sun, the moon, the stars, everything, he cared about all of us that much to come here, put on human suit, fully God, fully man, to lay down his own life. Otherwise he would live forever. That's pretty cool. But words out of Jesus' mouth, it is expedient that I go away so the Helper can come.
Yeah.
And that's the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, probably the most ignored member of the Godhead, or the taken for granted member. But literally the best thing that ever happens to you. Like, I mean, he pretty much knows what's going on because his first name's Holy. I don't know if you know that.
I was unaware. I didn't know that. His
spirit's always coming everywhere all the time. You know, he's good. I mean, and he's three in one, not separate from each other, but all playing a role in which gave us relationship with him. So now that you have that relationship, and of course I explained that knowing that you know most of it, right? But it's good to explain that to yourself, even for me, out loud, because it's like affirming what I believe and reminding anyone out there is listening, back off, right? But the other good thing is like, now that you know you're that person that God has made you to be, do you ever like see more opportunity than you could ever get to, like, or like what step are you in as far as like how you feel about yourself accomplishing your freedom in Christ, your walk? How do you feel like that is? That's
like, a question I've never feel where I'm at and how do I feel let's go like with
yeah.
that
yeah. yeah that's a question I've never asked anybody on the podcast ever, so
I feel you're welcome again. Thank you. You know, if I could say that my walk with the Lord was a 10-step program, I'd be able to narrow it down a little bit easier, but I don't think it is. Yeah. And I don't know what step where I'm at, but I do know that I struggle daily with being ashamed of who I am, yet also finding the confidence to push through. But I don't always. Sometimes the shame gets the victory, but I also know that through everything, and again, I'm where I need to be, and I need to, I don't like that one, but I do know where I'm at, where I need to be, and where I'm at is where I need to be. That may not make sense, but I do struggle with preconceived notions of who I think I should be and who I think I have been versus who I know I am. And I don't know if I think maybe I'm not. I do struggle with that though. Like I remember again coming back and going to work, and I remember being in the shop, praise and worship, and my boss came through, and I couldn't grab my phone fast enough to turn it to like Metallica, something that he liked. Today, I was crying in the middle of the shop with a song called Yahweh playing. I don't know who sang it, but it was absolutely beautiful. And he just turned around and walked back in the other shop. I was unashamed to. I'm sorry if it offends you. Actually, I'm really not. That was an automated response there.
Yeah, right. It's like you're programmed to want to feel sorry for offending.
But I'm not.
Sometimes it's okay. Man, it's okay to feel that way. It's okay to. It's funny because you said that took me back to memory that I had the very first time I was like getting into praise and worship and like actually praying and like. For the first time, and I was listening to my little MP3 player at work. I was standing tables, making tables, and listening to Hillsong, and like, oh my gosh, just the Pink album, the Blue album. Yeah, like almost breaking down and crying. And sometimes I would do it and just go to the bathroom real quick and, you know, pray like loud, and people thought I was crazy. Good. Crazy about God, shoot. But yeah, that's so awesome that you're able to just boldly, you know, boldness is hard. Like that's coming from the guy who used to be afraid to speak in class. I used to take D's and F's in speech because I didn't want to get up and give the speech. I would hand them the work because I wrote the paper. I did that. But I ain't getting up there talking. But now, God's taken me to a point where I can get up and talk, have a good time in front of my peers. And I used to just be terrified. Like, teaching younger people, like, I got over that pretty easily because my wife challenged me, you gotta be able to pray out loud. Like, that's another thing that I struggled with for a very long time, praying out loud in front of people. Now I'm called on at every Thanksgiving, every Christmas, every event I'm at, like, people are like, Jeremy, you're the one that's praying. Okay. I still feel that nervousness, but also that boldness, because it's like, if God can be glorified from taking this kid that was afraid to talk to people and using him to talk, okay. And I'm just talking. I ain't saying a lot of stuff, but I say a lot of stuff. I go on forever sometimes. But no, the thing is like, God can use your weakness and your fault and take it and make it new and make it shine, right? It's like, you see it as a deficit. Like, I used to see that as like, I'll never be used for God, and afraid to pray aloud, to talking on a podcast and talking in front of a class. And yeah, it used to intimidate me so much to pray, or not to pray, to speak or teach in front of a group of my peers, because I'm like, there's no way I have anything to add to what they're not. Oh, they probably already know all this.
Yeah,
I'm just discovering it. They're like, they've been in it.
That's absolutely, I have to say, that's how I feel, because yeah. It's a major different. I grew up, love being in front of the camera, love being in front of people and on the stage, and so much so now that I fear it now. I really do. Like, I don't like talking so much, or being on stage, or being. But I don't want to speak in front of my peers, or really. I don't like to sound uneducated. I like to be very educated in what I know and what I speak on, and I feel very much like a babe right now. So
yeah.
I think that is a little of my apprehension. Is just that part of me fighting, wrestling with. It's okay to be vulnerable, and it's okay to not have this prepped, like we talked about.
Yeah.
Not have it, and you know, the other part of me that wants to still want to be concise. I want to be, when I speak, I want to be the expert in what I speak on.
Sure. So that's good in some ways. Like, don't speak the fact unless you know it, right? But also don't be afraid to be like, I don't know that, right? Admit when you don't know it. That's one of the things. My job is super challenging, because you have to go and find the information, and you have to know it pretty fast. So I am always tempted to just guess or just mess it up. So that, like, I'm like, everything in life can also help teach you something. At least I try to think that way. So I'm like, how does that apply? And I'm like, exactly what you just said. Don't be afraid to not have something to say if you don't know. Like, just say, I don't know. Right? Just say, I don't know. Just say, great question. You know?
Yeah.
I agree that that's a good question. I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, it's like, I like that you asked that, because I have the same question. Like, you don't always have to have an answer. I like to be able to be prepared with an answer for, one, why I believe what I believe, two, why I believe Jesus the way, the truth, the life, and the only way, and why I believe basically what I believe, right? Just, I want a yes for that, but why there's no dinosaurs? I don't know.
Yeah.
I could speculate. The flood, right? No, I don't know, right? I don't know. But it's fun to speculate.
Yeah.
But I like to disclaimer. I don't know this, but here's what I think. Here's what I have played around with.
Yeah.
Is that the truth I'm going to base my life off? That dinosaurs died in the flood, and that's what I'm sticking to. I don't believe you, and I believe you. Is that going to affect my eternity?
No.
Then I don't really care about that right now, right? What I do care about is you, and whether or not you love the Lord. What I do care about is you, and are my actions leading to you having a better life or having a worse life? Are my actions, I'm responsible for that. That's what I control. So am I releasing chaos, or am I releasing positivity?
That's good. Yeah, that's super good.
What part of it?
Forgive me, I'm drawing on the chaos and the positivity part of it right now, because I remember somebody asked me, not to go DC on you, but I said I felt like the Joker in Batman, but in myself. Like, fighting that duality of, I need to come back to what we were just talking about, 9/11, because I'm focusing on Batman and Joker right now super hard. But
I love
releasing chaos.
You know I love.
I know, sorry. I just,
Do I love stuff? Yes.
No, releasing chaos and chaos for the sake of chaos. It felt like at one point in my life I got so much joy in that. Mm-hmm. I don't know if joy is the right word though. Maybe a fulfillment of some sort. Yeah. But joy would not be
a false fulfillment.
Thank you.
Probably.
Because it wasn't, you know, anything. And just, yes, the beauty of being able to release the positivity versus the chaos.
Yeah, absolutely. And how you do that is knowing who you are, what you're called to do, and purposefully. Like, you can't accidentally go into your life and spread positivity. And if you did, you could probably accidentally start more chaos than positivity. Yeah. But if you go in with a purposeful mindset, then you're gonna purposefully spread that positivity.
Like, Lord, let me be a light. Let me shine. I know that I'm gonna do this instead of whatever may come. I hope that I can be that for you.
So if you had like someone in your current position asking you like, What would you say to, you know, make your that person that's in your situation, what would you say to them to make them feel just a little bit better about tomorrow?
It's not a simple question.
No.
In my mind.
It's not? No. It's
or it may be a simple question, but the answer is not simple.
Right. Answer. Yeah. Because that's your part.
There's a lot.
If you had bullet points, let's just start with the first one.
You're not alone.
You're not alone. Not what? What's that mean?
Oh, that's what I mean. Like, that's...
I know. You're here.
Oh, got you.
Oh.
One, as in, you were so isolated in the position that I was in, at least, that you're not, but you think you are. We were speaking on that earlier.
Yeah.
You're not alone. It's not as... but I don't know how to approach that, because I feel like I'm kind of direct for the most part, and... For me, I would say you're not alone. Get over it. Something like that. Like a tough love type, because that's just,
over it. What do you mean by that? Like,
that's not what I meant.
Okay.
We're going to go back up on that one.
Okay. That's all right. Hey, you just admitted. I don't know.
Yeah. that's not how I mean. I just mean.
So the you're not alone portion, what does that part mean? Maybe it's better if we clarify that.
Yeah. Because one, I may not know the situation specifically where you're going through, but I am going to try to do my best to understand. But let alone me, have the Lord that if you would just...
He's always there to listen.
Yeah.
To hear, ready to be closer than a brother.
Yeah. Like, I know, and I lead with like, oh, I'm there, because physically I'm right here with you.
Yeah.
But so is he.
Yeah.
But it doesn't always seem like that, because we lead with our eyes type of thing.
Yeah.
That's just what I was thinking.
Sure. Takes a lot more faith to talk to someone can't really see.
Right. And that's all I meant. Like, so...
No, I know what
you mean. Yeah. Like, you're not alone. But it really does start with you. I think that would probably be number one, actually.
Starts with you.
Yeah. Because myself, running away, chasing shortcuts my whole life.
Sure.
So much so that I forgot that you actually have to put in some work. You know, meaning the problem... isn't everyone else.
It's good.
Because I spent 15, 16 years.
Have you noticed when you put in the work, it's more worth it?
It's more rewarding.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Hands down. Putting in the work, giving everything that I've got to the best of my ability into everything that I do for His glory.
Yeah.
That brings me.
Yeah. It's funny. The thing I love about you is your countenance changes when you think about Jesus. Like, just like the way your whole just demeanor changes. Like, you're thinking things out, and then boom, you're like, you light up with, and I like that. I'm sure you've seen it already. But okay, so you're not alone, but that's the second one now, because it starts with you.
Yeah.
And it starts with you. So
it's
how do you start?
It's always about you. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean it.
No, that's okay. How do you start?
How do you start?
What does you have to change? What does I mean, I assume that's what you mean by it starts with you.
Yeah. Right. Well, yeah. I mean, no, literally, I mean, as in the fact that stop turning towards others to tell you how to react. Stop turning towards others as they are the problem. Stop turning towards everything else looking for the answer. If that makes
sense. Yeah. Look for that answer where? Where should you look for the answer?
Well, I mean, for me, it was my heart looking inside, knowing what I needed to do, because I knew
where you should go.
Yeah,
the whole time.
Like that's yeah. I.
So most people, I would say, that are watching this, possibly, hopefully, you've watched another episode, have already had like an opportunity to think about God, to have that seed planted. But then, how many seeds did Remy have to have planted
before something sprouted?
Yeah. Before I let someone water it, cultivate it. Yeah. Before get out of your own way.
Someone cultivate you. Yeah. That's what I mean. Like it's all encompassing by yeah. Forgive me. Go ahead.
No. In that parable of the sower that Jesus tells, where the seed falls on the road. And the rocky ground, and then the gravelly one, and then the good soil. I was the road. Dude, I was the road. I'm sure you can relate. Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. I was the road. The bird would come and just snatch it up. I'm like, forget that.
Yep. Nope.
I ain't hearing that. I'm not ready for that.
Not having that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You want to move this way. How do you do that?
By moving that way first.
Who's over there?
Well, that was me getting out of my own way to be able to go forward.
Yeah, okay. Like that.
That's, I don't know if that was...
Yeah, no, I like that.
Yeah, I just...
I am the person I hate, right? It's like, I hate the things I do. Yeah. Like, why do I take that action? Finally do something right. Get out your way.
Yeah. On the flip, I want it, for me at least, it's not always about me too.
Yeah.
Like, it starts with me, but it's not always about me.
Awesome. Because that leads me to the one of the other questions that came to me that I wanted to ask you. Community. How important would you say community has been? I know this guy drives whole long distance as much as he can to be back here to go to a church where you, I mean, it's familiar, your family's here, things like that, but you don't have to every week, right? Or do you? Tell me. Please elaborate. Spell.
You know, originally I didn't plan on that, coming back every week. I didn't. I planned on...
That's a lot of car.
It is. It is. But I don't think I would change it. Do I look forward to when I don't have to make the drive so far every day or every week? Yeah, I do. But I know, again, I know that what I'm going through right now is teaching me for what I'm going to need to know, if that makes sense. I don't know how to say that right. But no, do I have to? Absolutely not. No. Do I want to? Yes, not only the community, but the fact that, you know, maybe I do feel I don't have to. No, I don't. But I wouldn't change it. I mean, I even the weekend that the 70 was closed for a while, I wanted to be here. I wanted to be in service. I wanted to be with you guys. I mean, even when I don't have to, I don't have to come back. I do. I want to. I want to be here, and I don't want to just live. I would like to thrive.
So what you're saying is...
Community is important.
Community helps you thrive.
Yeah.
Helps you grow. Mm-hmm. Would you say it helps you with pretty much everything you...
I mean, No. No, I wouldn't say that it helps with everything.
Okay.
But that may just be because I haven't found the right avenue to take. Okay. I don't know everything.
Sure.
Please talk about that. But so far,
good.
So far, yes, it has. I just can't say that it's helped with everything because I don't know.
Sure.
But it has absolutely helped in the aspect of, again, realizing that you're not alone, realizing that I'm not alone, realizing that it's, again, okay to have feelings and be vulnerable. It's okay to have people.
Have people.
Again, it starts with you. So being my own worst enemy, I've also been the sole one to isolate from others. Yeah, living and being an addict, doing what I've done, I isn't isolated a lot because I was ashamed of who I am. So much so that I feel like I've lost contact in a way of how to act around people. Normal. I don't like using that because I don't. But just having friends that throw you an impromptu Christmas dinner because you didn't get to have one made me want to cry.
Yeah.
When I found that out. Because that's not something that, you know, that means a lot. And that's part of the community.
Yeah, for sure. I agree. So, all in all, if we had to round this whole thing up, what you're saying is, one, it starts with you. Two, it matters who you surround yourself with.
Yep.
Three, community's not everything, but it sure does help.
Oh, absolutely.
Four, get out of your own way.
I think four and one kind of go in the same
way. Yeah. But I think I just told myself again because I need to hear it. You know, it's like I feel like that's very beneficial. So how do you feel about this talk? Is there anything you're like, man, if I didn't say that, I'm going to be mad? I don't think so, because I think this
was a
very good conversation.
Yeah, no, it absolutely went, man, that's like the seventh time I've said absolutely, by the way.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely. I use it all the time.
So do I, and I don't mean to. I'm like, gosh, dang it, I need to use another word.
Well, I would say if you listen to that on a podcast, you'll absolutely hear that. A good amount.
No, I think, you know, it's not what I'm expected. And
good, because I didn't come into this with any preconceived notion either. Like, the things I said, I wanted to ask you is because I thought about it a couple minutes ago.
Yeah.
Before. But I wanted this to be a conversation that we could have together where it was more like a conversation than an interview or anything. Because it's like, I want other people to just hear people's story and just like you're at the table having this conversation with us. Like that's the beauty of it. There's no pressure, there's no like don't say something, or like I like to keep people's names out of stuff. I don't name drop, but like I'll say her or him, mm-hmm. them or they, and you know, all their, you know, all that I do on this podcast is meant to benefit others, and that's what I want, is like to, if one person's life is made better by it, god damn.
Yeah.
And guess what? I'm number one. Like I benefit from just being able to speak and talk about things that, like, one thing I always say on the podcast, every beginning of every episode, what's on our mind impacts our day, whether it's for good or for bad. So let's keep good things on our mind so we can have a good day. So like, I just encourage people to hunt the good in everything. If you can't find anything good, look somewhere else. Or look harder. Because it's probably staring you right in the face and you just don't realize it. Like, I think about people who have to go through so much worse lives than us, right? Like, and they still have joy and they still have, like, in just peace in God. And, like, I've heard stories of people going to different countries that are impoverished and live in little huts and walk 3 miles to go to service. And I'm like, that's amazing that they get that much joy out of it. And it's like, I struggle to remember to do certain things, like to pray, to do stuff. But I find ways to remind myself.
Yeah.
I set a prayer timer on our little house thing because I don't want to wake her up right now, but you know what I mean. Like I have little pop-ups on my phone all the time that, like, the first thing that normally shows up on my phone when I wake up is the Bible app. And it's like just little things that are like, Jeremy, here's your opportunity. Here's your opportunity. Are you gonna take it yet? And it's like, yes, no,
right?
I choose, right? But committing more scriptures to memory has been a very good thing that I've learned to do. And I'm so bad at saying where the verse is, but that's just, man, just when the actual words, like, no weapon formed against me will prosper. Mm-hmm. I love that meme, the guy that's just moving all around. It's like literal footage of me, of no weapon formed against me prospering. And he's like just dancing. And like, I'll get tired after a little bit, bro. Like, I feel that. But so if you could say one thing, one more thing, you had to say to your future self watching this, maybe forgot something you're in right now, you talk to yourself 5 years from now, say,
Don't look back. I don't know. I again, these are really simple questions with very complicated answers in my head.
Yeah, well, that makes sense.
But I think if I could quickly...
I guess I'm pretty skilled at that.
I would agree. I genuinely enjoy these questions. I really do. It's just... I think if it came to, again, to a quick sum up something that I struggle with, that I just keep moving forward, keep looking ahead, and don't look back. There's a reason why the rearview mirror is smaller than the front windshield.
Yeah.
I think I'm actually quoting somebody there, paraphrasing. Not.
It's good.
But I think.
Oh, almost all the things I say are stolen.
Yeah. Well, no, I'm actually trying to think of this. I think that actually is, but I didn't mean to, but no, there's a reason. Don't look back. Because for me, being my own worst critic, being shameful and guilty, and I still struggle with that, genuinely.
Yeah.
And it, every day is easier knowing that it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I mean, it does, but
yeah.
In the fact that...
Like your status.
Yeah, no. And I'm not that person anymore. I'm not there. It's not 2001, it's not 2005, it's 2024.
Yeah.
You know, I've got a beautiful young little girl probably asleep on the couch right now, but...
Oh, Blair, it's late.
I know.
Got to stay up late because they just got in town and we were like, let's do it.
But I can't look back. You know, it's not going to change anything.
Yeah.
It's not going to...
That's good because, like, I'm probably going to bring up something real serious here. The Office. Yeah, Michael Scott. But he records two different versions of, like, tapes to play to himself because he knows that he's going to react in a certain type of way. It's like, you preemptively knew you weren't going to avoid whatever your feelings were going to be, right? But you're like, oh, don't even worry about it. Like, I love that like, idea that you can just have faith that God's got this.
Yeah.
You don't have to.
Yeah.
You don't have to got this anymore, no. Right? You've got to put on a front like you do.
No.
Like, you just got to be yourself. Move forward. Get out your own way.
Yep. Figure out if the mountain does need moved or if the mountain needs climbed.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's
good. Mountain doesn't move. The mountain needs climbed. Dash Marty. Yeah. Yeah. So Marty has been an amazing guest.
Thank you.
Excited to have more guests on the podcast in the future. Yeah. Our February guest.
Thank you. Yeah. Again, I feel, I wish I knew elated.
Yeah.
Honored.
Exuberance.
Oh,
filled like with exuberance and excitement.
Let's just keep going with the ease.
Yeah.
Ecstatic.
Eccentric. Yeah.
You know, I definitely. Wish, yeah.
We're both here. I know. It's like the type of viewer that is going to understand the ebbs and flows of the conversation. It's like, are they? What? Okay.
Yeah,
we're fine, guys.
Perfect.
Fine.
Don't worry about it. Yeah.
Plus, we're tired.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I worked today on my day off.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Seriously?
5 hours.
Why? Never mind.
Well, overtime.
That's why I said never mind. I was like, well.
I mean, I want money to be able to buy fun stuff. Fun stuff costs money.
Fun stuff does cost money.
Also, to pay off debt. Also, yes. To do other things. Also, buy more stock. I don't know. Yeah.
All
stuff. All stuff I'm temporarily benefiting from. Because ultimately there's a treasure. That's what this is for.
Yeah.
And it's the treasure that I can see fruit grow in your life. And then 5 years down the road, when you said that to yourself, I'll be like, hey, remember when you said that to yourself? Because that's the goal, right? It's like, send this to you in a while. And like, hey, you remember this?
You know, I gotta be, I'm honest all the time, but just that, sorry, that but... It, man speaking, like, just thank you.
Yeah.
I don't, again, I self-isolate, so I don't really communicate very much with many people, really at all.
Yeah. I'm so glad. So glad. I know it took some coaxing. I started asking you in October.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure.
I'm pretty sure it was like mid-October.
Yeah, is the episode that you're on.
Yeah, yeah.
But you inspired me to actually go ahead and like do my best to get 12 guests this year, one per month.
That'd be wonderful.
And
you can do it.
Yeah, yeah. It's a task, but I think I already have Marches and Aprils lined up. So
yeah, I'm sorry. I'm so excited. That's awesome.
It's gonna be good. But you'll be my second guest and my first friend guest, because I feel like my friend guests are gonna be different than my like guests that I have the opportunity to recruit to come on. Like January's was amazing person that I met through a podcast group that literally is called Find a Guest, Be a Guest. So I was like, let me find a guest for my podcast. And Kate Hurley Krause is her name, and she 14 years, worshiper, all that. But like her testimony was she wrote a book called The Prodigal Mind. And in it, she talked about how there's different characters that can reveal themselves in your head. And I found out I was a hider. And she's like, she felt like the orphan. I think it's a test you should take. I think it's a test everybody should take. So also go watch that episode.
Yeah.
From last month.
I have to do that, by the way.
Sorry. Yeah, absolutely do it. But like, she was an amazing guest, and I just so happy to have her, because like, it was just easy to talk to her. Again, so many cool things she's going through in life. 14 years on the road, like traveling and touring and record deals and worship circle, I think was what she said it was she was a part of, and like all sorts of cool stuff. So hope to have guests like that on. Hope to have more guests like friends on. Spoiler alert, the two in the future are friends, but hey, one's my wife. Also are to sleep on the couch. Well, guys, we temporary setup. Also, this is my dining room, and I just set up the camera and some lights, and I had Marty over because I was like, what if we changed it up? What if we did something different? It's like you were expecting to be in a room or on a camera alone. Gonna do it right here, right meow. So yeah, I'm just gonna, if I can do it on location, like I almost asked you, let's go for a drive and record on the drive.
Man. Yeah. You should do that.
Yeah.
You really should.
Yeah.
I think that would be wonderful.
Okay.
I mean, whatever guest you feel led to do that with, that would be, I think that'd be great. Just
super
like
cool.
Switch it up if you can.
Yeah, I think so. There's just this connection when you're like in person, it's different. But who knows, guys, but exciting things are obviously coming to that on my podcast. So make sure you're listening. What else should they do? Subscribe, right?
Subscribe. Yeah. Subscribe. Hit that button. Leave
a like button.
It'd be really nice.
Yeah, write a review. Five stars.
Yep. Get you a little
Apple
bit
Podcasts.
Get a little bit more out there.
Yeah. Google
like
Podcasts.
Oh yeah,
YouTube.
You are on more platforms.
I'm on every podcast platform
I
can get.
Not a person that knows what those platforms are other than the purple one, Apple.
Apple Podcasts. Google Podcasts, Spotify,
oh, that's right.
Audible, all sorts of places. Like guys, you can go check it out. It's on the link that's down in the description for one. Come on. Also, you can hit me up anytime. You can, if you want to send an email or anything. If you have a question that you're like, man, I sure wish he'd talk about this, and he hasn't talked about it yet. And like, I just want to, like, again, not an expert, not the perfect person to know everything, but I sure can do research and find answers, because I research topics for the podcast. So just let me know what you want to know. I've done episodes on how to better manage your time, because ooh, someone asked me, hey, what do you do to like manage the time that you have a podcast, you do this, your dad, all this stuff. I'm like, that's a great idea for an episode. This is what I do. And then sure enough, I did an episode on it. So like it just, people spark inspiration in me by just mentioning to me how they can get better at something. Or
man, that brings me, I actually would love to talk on that later.
Yeah.
Absolutely, we could put a pin in that specifically.
Sure.
Grabbing inspiration from others, because that brings me back to what I originally talked to you or mentioned, like being unequally yoked with non-believers. I know God can use the inspiration from anyone and anything.
Yeah.
I mean, is it the discernment? But again, I want to come back to this.
Okay.
But That just, I think that would be a good setup for next time, something like that. But I
want unequally yoked and what?
Like,
I just want to remember.
As in being unequally yoked with like non-believers in the aspect of
friendships and how far to go, where not to go.
Yes. But then also keeping in mind that everything is used and can be turned for good, and everything can be used as inspiration. So who and how do you choose and what to choose to take from others? And
I see where you're going. Yeah, that's going to be a good conversation. So if you enjoyed this conversation, come back, because we're going to have that conversation. And who knows, maybe I can have more than one every 12 months, and you'd be a guest either on one of the months, or we can have another one. But yeah, I feel like this is the longest outro ever. I'm dragging because I'm tired.
I know.
But no, honestly, like, guys, I appreciate you even taking a moment out of your day to listen to an ounce of what I have to say. I just want your life to be better. That's my motive. That's my goal. And how do you have a better life? You get to know Jesus. Amen. And you get to know yourself. Because if you know yourself, you can be like, hey, you know Jesus. We're good.
Thanks, Trey.
Yeah. Awesome. Future Remy.
Thank you so much for watching this episode of the On My Mind podcast. Hey, if you like this episode, we're going to have more like it. Like I said in the episode, we're going to have more opportunities in the future to have people on and just talk like this, as well as continue our regular style where I talk to you, the audience, and just share what's on my own mind. So, guys, get subscribed, be here, make sure to share the episode if you think someone else could benefit from it, and I hope it was beneficial to you. Thank you so much for watching. Until next time, have a wonderful and blessed day.